Good morning, church. When I went into the office on Tuesday, there was a sheet in the copy machine that had a picture of a hand. And you know what was on the hand? The Lord's Prayer. And I went to Judy and I said, "Is this for me?" She assured me that it wasn't. It was part of the Bible school. It's good to be with you. Let's go right to Scripture this morning. A very familiar passage, I'm sure, from 1 Samuel. Listen for God's word to you through these ancient words today. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine," referring to Goliath. "Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out and fight this Philistine. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior since his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came to carry off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by the hair and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will surely rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around, because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in hand approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked over David and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome. And Goliath despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with the sword and the spear and the javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Jesus is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. God, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we know that that name is above all names. That name conquers fear and conquers death and conquers all enemies who are against us. Lord, we trust in your name to provide for all of our needs. And especially in this time, we pray that your word is proclaimed, that we hear from you today what you have to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Has anyone ever seen the movie Indiana Jones, The Raiders of the Lost Ark? Yeah, you've seen The Raiders of the Lost Ark. Okay, so there's a familiar scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where Indiana Jones is looking for Marion. She's lost, the Nazis have kidnapped her, and he is desperately trying to find her. He's knocking down people, there's a scene where a bunch of people with baskets on their heads, and Indiana Jones starts knocking down the baskets, trying to find Marion. He keeps hearing Marion saying, "Help, help!" And he keeps looking for her, and then this scene takes place where the crowd parts. And there's this man with this great big sword. He swings that sword all over the place. It's going to be an epic battle. You're wondering, how in the world is Indiana Jones going to get out of this situation? This man is a foot taller than Indiana Jones. There's no way that Indiana Jones is going to be able to conquer this giant foe with this great big sword. And then what happens? Indiana Jones takes out a gun and shoots him. And then continues the scene as if nothing had happened. And continues his search for Marion. We build up this David and Goliath story into mythic, epic proportions, don't we? Oh, the giant, how powerful he was. David didn't stand a chance against this man. Oh, he's so powerful. He has a sword and a shield bearer and a javelin. How mighty is Goliath? And we talk about when something seems impossible to conquer. What a Goliath they are. And then really, what does David do? He shoots him. The sling that David used isn't like a slingshot we think of at the little thing like this with the rubber band, like Dennis the Menace had in his back pocket. You would go and you shoot a little rock. This was a gun. This was an early BC before guns were invented. It was the gun in those days. David brought a gun to a knife fight, and David won. In fact, you might say the opponent who was the underdog, the opponent who was outmatched in that situation, just on the weapons that they had, wasn't David. It was Goliath. Goliath, walking into that battle with David, didn't stand a chance. The battle was over before it even began. David had the superior weapon, and all it took was one shot, and the giant fell down dead. David had the real power. Goliath looked big, Goliath looked strong, but David was the one who had the true power. And we're not just talking about the weapon that he had in his hand, are we? We know that the gods that the Philistine was worshiping were rocks. They were just rocks that someone had taken the time to carve. David was serving the Almighty God, the living God, the everlasting God. I see the Lord's Prayer there. I'm never going to live that down, am I? David had the true power. David served the living God. In our lives, we try to put on Saul's armor, don't we? Where people come to us and we say, "I'm praying about that and I just don't know where to turn," we get advice that's Saul's advice. "Well, why don't you try this? Why don't you try doing, you know, X, Y, and Z?" Rather than trusting in God. You know, Why don't you try doing this other thing that the world does? Putting on Saul's armor. Trusting in the things of this world. David had it right. He said, I don't need the king's armor. I don't need Saul's armor. I just need to trust in Jesus. Well, not Jesus at the time, but we know. We trust in Jesus to get us through whatever the situation in life is. The Goliaths that we face in our lives are just like the Goliath that David faced. And what do I mean by that? They don't stand a chance against our God. No matter how difficult that situation may be, no matter what horrible diagnosis that doctor gives, no matter how painful that parenting situation may be, no matter how difficult that loss in your life is, no matter how difficult that medical diagnosis is, it is the underdog. Because we have the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus within us. We are the champions. Goliaths in our lives don't stand a chance. I love the picture. I didn't know the picture would be there, but that's an awesome picture. Look at what you have there. Mountains. We look around ourselves in this area. What do we see all around us? Mountains. And they look like they are so solid, don't they? If you go and you try to break through a mountain on your own, you're not going to get very far. You'll go up it, but you won't go through it. But look at that river, how it carved a slice through that mountain. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever the cost, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. River can do a lot of damage. We know that, don't we? That's why we're up here and not down in scalp level. River can do a lot of damage. River doesn't worry about the mountain. The river just works its way through. In fact, I took a walk on a trail over in Portage, called the Staple Tunnel Trail. What's that? Yeah, Staple Bend Tunnel. And what happens? You walk through there and you come to this big mountain. And what's there in the middle of it? A hole. Somebody cut a hole in what looks like a solid mountain. Because a mountain is made of rocks. A mountain is made of rocks. And rocks can be broken. The Philistine served rocks. The Philistine was the one who was broken. We serve the living God. We have the tools to, Jesus said, the faith that you have is strong enough when it's in me to tell the mountain to take a hike. Tell Goliath, you're no match for me. To tell whatever the problem is that you have in your life, you're nothing compared to the power that I have in Jesus Christ. And that's not something that you have to try to figure out, okay, where do I get that from? Like David had the sling already in his hands, the power is already yours. When you say yes to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you. You have the power in the Holy Spirit to conquer all the giants and to move mountains. That's our hope. Our hope isn't in ourselves. Our hope is in the one who says, tell that mountain, throw yourself into the sea. And in Jesus' name, that happens. That's real power. That's real power. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.